Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast, and this is your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, and at this time, Evangelist Sheila Amin will lead us in a word of prayer.
Amen. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come humbly before you, asking for mercy, O God, and for forgiveness.
Yes.
Lord, while we're praying this prayer, please, God, search our heart. Whatever you're not pleased with, be merciful and forgive us and take it away from us, Lord. We ask, God, that you will work on us, that you will make us all over, my Lord. We want to be pleasing unto you, O God, and we want to do your will, but we need your help, for we are weak, Lord. And we need strength, and we need power. Lord, stop by here for just a little while, my God, and lend your ear to our cry in the name of Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord God. For without you, we can do nothing, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Move by your power. Send your anointing, O Lord Jesus, and send your word tonight. Let your word have free course, my God. Anoint the speaker, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord, and speak to our hearts. Minister unto us, Lord, for you know us and you made us, my God. You know our needs. And, Lord, we ask that you will speak to each one of us, oh, God. Let us know, Lord, what your will is. Oh, God, make it plain. Reveal it unto us, Lord, and help us to do all that you've assigned unto us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will touch and save souls, Lord, that you will give somebody the mind to seek after your face, Lord, to turn from their ways. Oh, God, look on the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to return before it's too late. Have mercy, O God, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, stop by in the jail cells, in the prisons, O God, and make your holy visitation. Save to the uttermost, Lord Jesus. Deliver them, O my God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will look on the bereaved families tonight, that you will give comfort and consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know the grieving heart. You are acquainted with all our griefs, and we need you, Lord, to be near us, oh, God. Look on the Carr family. Uphold them, oh, God, and help them during this difficult time. Lord, and remember Stephen and Darrell. Oh, God, the Allen family. Oh, Lord, give comfort. And uphold them, Lord Jesus. Help them during this difficult time. Oh, Lord, look on Jasmine Jackson. Oh, God, give her comfort. Give her consolation. Uphold her, Lord, and that family, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, oh, God. And remember all the bereaved families, Lord. Have mercy tonight.
Yes.
We ask you, oh, God, bless during this broadcast. Lord God, let somebody be delivered through this ministry. Let somebody's soul be blessed through this ministry, oh God. Let somebody be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we know you're able. We believe you, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it as done. And we give you thanks tonight, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for having mercy on our souls. We thank you for all that you've done and for what you continue to do, Lord, in our life. We praise you, oh God. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading the 37th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thy soul in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 37th number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of his scripture on tonight. And at this time, I'd like to say we'd like to welcome you to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And want you to know, if you want to tune in or listen in to the broadcast, that you can dial in the guest number, and that is 563-999-3511. And we're here on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 7 p.m. We also have a prayer mission at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission in Woodbury, New Jersey, 18 East Center Street, that is, 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we're there on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m., and we have a prayer, opening prayer, on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So if you care to join us, if you happen to be in the neighborhood, you can stop in, have a word of prayer with us at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we also, I could say, we want to remember those who are listed on our prayer list. We want to especially remember the Carr family, Doreen and her family, who have just buried her husband, Deacon Carr, Deacon Irvin Carr, on yesterday. We had a beautiful service on yesterday and a glorious time in the Lord, because this was a homegrown service. And we thank God for allowing us to even know Deacon Carr. And for those who don't know it, he was a great blessing to this mission. I thank God for him. He made a sacrifice toward the mission, the Gospel True Prayer Mission. And he helped us when we needed to get work done and to get started, get things together to get the show on the road. Glory to God. He helped us. And we really appreciate it. We wanted to really do something nice for him, but God knows all about it. And God called him home. So that's a better reward than what I could give him. I could not give him a reward. I can only give him a reward. But God is giving him his reward for the work and the labor and the sacrifice, the compassion, the giving, and the mercy that he has shown unto us. So we are thankful that we got to know him and that he was a part of this ministry. And we thank God. Mm-hmm. We keep praying for the family and keep them in our prayers, the Carr family, and also the Allen family who lost their beloved father. I thank God for knowing him for the time that we've known him, and he made a great change in his life. So we want to pray for them that the Lord will uplift them, hold them up, glory to God, and help them to get through this time of bereavement. We want to remember Mary Anderson, who's going through afflictions in her body, Sister Maria McBride. These are people who are in long-term care. We want to keep their names on the prayer list and keep them in our prayers. That's Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denton, Jonathan West, and the bereaved Darius family, and the bereaved Holmes family, and Dee Dee Johansson, which she had her surgery, and she's out of the hospital now, thank God. And Henry and Mary Edmond, Theresa Ray, and on our youth list, we want to pray for India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all the youth. We want to keep them in our prayers. We found out that Jasmine lost her father. I did not know that, but we will be praying for them. And we know that God is able to take them through. But we thank God for our prayer list. And now at this time, praise the Lord, if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line, we want to ask her to give us a selection at this time. Praise the Lord.
I've been tested.
Yes.
My faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed of you, accused and stole. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul. But I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Friends have left me. They question my faith. The good I tried to do was thrown back in my face. The hurt and the pain, it brought tears to my eyes. But God has replaced a blessing for every tear that I've cried. And I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I've been through, I still have his love. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I've been through. After all I've been through. After all I've been through, I still have joy.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that beautiful section. Very encouraging. I really enjoyed that. Amen.
Yes.
I still have joy after all I've been through. And, you know, that ties in with the opening scripture.
Yes.
But not thyself for evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity.
Amen.
I still have joy. Still have peace. And I still have God's love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let the enemy do what he wants to do. He can't take my love. He can't take my peace. He can't take my joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We enjoyed that lesson. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. I'm excited and I'm praising God because God has done so many wonderful things and
he continues
to bless. And we all have a right to praise God. Amen. No matter what we're going through, we have a right to praise the Lord. Don't worry about what the enemy is doing. Just keep your trust in the Lord. Do good. Like the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen. We're going to get ready for the word of God. So get ready to eat from the table of the Lord, because the table is spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. So don't miss out. Get ready to receive the word of the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn this broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, that she may come forth and minister to us through the word of God. And let us pray for her and with her as she comes. God bless you, Evangelist May.
To Evangelist Hameen, thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I love to hear her sing that song. It's so true, the words of it. It has a message in that song. And I just thank God for what he's doing. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the service all day long. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your mercy toward us, O Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, O Lord, that you will send your word today. Send your anointing. Touch my body, O Lord. Touch any soul, Lord, that is on this broadcast. We want you to bless them today, O Lord. Lift their heavy burden. Strengthen them, O Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them to stand and to go through. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because that song ties in with the message on tonight. I didn't know that she was going to sing that song, but I'm glad she sang it. My title tonight is Stand Your Ground in the Lord. Theme, see that no man take your crown. Glory to God. I'm going to go to the word of God in the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter, and it reads, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Satan is out to take our crown. Glory to God. How many know that he doesn't want us to make it into the kingdom of God? He doesn't want us to be saved in the end. And that's why he's trying everything he can to cause us to turn around, give up, and to throw in the towel. But I'm saying to you tonight, every born-again believer in Christ and everyone that's seeking to be saved and desiring a blessing of the Lord, stand your ground in the Lord. Don't let Satan have dominion over you. You got to stand against him and fight against him. The word of God lets us know that God has given us power. He said in the word of God in St. Luke 10:19, Behold, take note now. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Stand your ground when Satan come against you with his poisonous words to try to turn you back, cause you to take down. You stand your ground. Don't give in to the spirit of the devil. Don't give in to a lie, because that's what Satan is. He's a liar. Glory to God. And there is no truth in him. But the word of God said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. You're going to tread on them, stamp on them. Glory to God. And scorpions, they are poisonous reptiles. Glory to God. And if they bite you and that poison get in you, God knows if you don't get somewhere in a hurry, you will lose your life. Well, this is typifying in the spiritual sense. God has given us power over the enemy, over the serpent, over the scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. I don't care which way it comes, how he comes. God has given us power over him. Stand your ground in the Lord. Don't let no man take your crown. That is Satan's sole purpose, is to take that crown that God has for us. He wants to take it from us. But we got to hold fast to the word of God. As the scripture was read, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be concerned about them, because they're doing wicked, and the wicked cannot stand. God will fight against the wicked, and God is a winner every time. He's not a loser. Glory to God. He's given us that power to tread on the serpent and over the scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And he said, behold, take notice, thou hast whatever it is that you had. If God has given you his spirit, you hold fast to that. If you're seeking the Lord, hold fast to that. Now, glory to God. If he has called you into the ministry and given you a work to do, hold fast to it. Stand your ground. Don't take down, but continue to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, the 7th verse, 4th chapter, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Glory to God, when I was tested and tried. Glory to God, Paul is saying, I have fought the good fight. And I have kept the faith. I finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Glory to God, I in the Lord. Although I was going through it, and although I was in a fight with the devil, I kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Glory to God, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. All those that love God's appearing. Glory to God. He's going to give them a crown of life. But if you don't love his appearing, you won't receive a crown of life. And that's not going to be good for you. It's going to be a sad time for you. But that's why we sacrifice. That's why we give up the right for the wrong, because we want to receive that crown. We're fighting in a fight. We're in a warfare today. Hallelujah. We're fighting against sin and unrighteousness. We're fighting against evil and wickedness because we want to make it into the kingdom of God. Yes. We're going through tests and trials. Great distress is coming upon us. Suffering is coming upon us. Infirmity. is sometimes come in our bodies. Hallelujah. But think about Jesus himself. He took on our infirmities, and he bare our sicknesses. Glory to God. We thank God for what he has done for us. Although we are being tried and going through tests and trials and suffering, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be tried. The Lord God said in his word, in the word ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world, and he's telling us to be of good cheer. Yes, I know you're going to be tried, but be of good cheer, because I overcame the world, and you can too. Hallelujah. He said in the word of God, he let us know that we're going to be persecuted, and there's going to come a time when we are going to be annoyed, and this is happening right now. Sometimes we annoy persistently, consistently go through a bunch of annoyances. Glory to God, and Satan tried to oppress us because of the word of God and because of what we believe in, because of how we serve the Lord and how we deny ourselves and sacrifice. But that's all right, because Jesus is going to work it out. Glory to God, if we hold fast to sound words, we can receive that crown of righteousness. Glory to God. Don't let Satan take your crown. See that no man, I don't care who it is, see that they don't take your crown, but stand your ground in the Lord. And don't take down. Be like the warriors of old time. Glory to God. They were great warriors. And they would fight. Hallelujah. And they were great sportsmen. Hallelujah. They would shoot their arrows. And the Bible lets us know that when they would shoot their arrows, they would hit a bullseye. They would shoot that target from a long distance, but they would get their target. Hallelujah. They were skilled in what they were doing. And that's the way it is today. Satan is skilled in his lies. So that's why we have to continue to take God at his word and believe God. Don't believe Satan. I don't care what he says and what he does. Take God at his word. Stand your ground in the Lord. We are troubled. We have troubles, and we are troubled on every side. But yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. And we are persecuted, but not forsaken. The Lord, he doesn't leave us. He don't run up and leave us and forsake us. But we are not destroyed. Glory to God. I just thank God today, because he knows what we are going through, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He knows what we are going through. God knows all. He sees everything. But we have to continue to take God at his word and trust in him and stand our ground. Satan come in many different forms. Sometimes he'll come through the children. Sometimes he'll come through your boss. Sometimes he'll come into your home. Sometimes he'll cause trouble right in the midst. Hallelujah. And stir up wrath and sow discord among the brethren. But you got to stand fast, stand your ground when you know of a surety what God has done for you. That he saved you, that he filled you with the Holy Ghost. Stand your ground in the Lord, because the Bible said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Hallelujah. He said, I will work it, and who shall let it? And meaning that who's going to hinder it? Nobody can hinder God. God is powerful and almighty, and nobody can stop God. Nobody can stop the work of God. Nobody can obstruct God. Nobody can prevent God from operating. Hallelujah. God, nobody can hinder the Lord. That's why he said he will work, and who shall let it? Glory to God. God's got all power. All power is in his hand, and he's not going to permit the devil to take control. He's not going to permit the devil to cause us to throw in the towel. No. Why? Because we are trusting in the Lord God Almighty. The word of God said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. Glory to God. And the only way God will allow Satan to take control is if we turn from him and start doing wicked. If we start doing evil and wicked, then God will allow the devil to overtake us, and we can lose our crown. But don't let nobody take your crown. See that no man, I don't care who they are, take your crown. Stand in the midst of it all. Stand your ground in the Lord, and he will take you through. He'll work everything out all right. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to deny ourselves. And the Bible said we are killed. Yea, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But that's all right. The Lord is on our side, and we thank God for that. We thank God for his word on tonight. Now, I know somebody's out there, they're being tried, and they're going through different situations in their lives. We know that God is able to keep them and take them through. So we're going to go into prayer, because we know that prayer is the answer to it all. Prayer will give you strength to stand. Prayer will help you to hold out. Prayer will help you to go a little further. Glory to God. Main thing is don't give up. Just stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Stand your ground in the Lord. Don't look back. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. But stand fast and drive and go forward in the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your word, thanking you for encouragement. We thank you for this broadcast on tonight. We pray that you look on every soul that's on this broadcast. We pray that you touch them right now. Give them strength, O Lord. Those that are weak and feel as though they have no strength and no might, I pray that you touch them right now. Help them, O Lord. Give them strength. Help them to stand in the midst of it all. Help them to drive and to go forward in you. Lead, guide, and direct their path. Help them to search the scriptures in the name of Jesus, that they may know how to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy on the souls. Those that are not saved and don't know yet, but they made a start and they're trying to find Christ in their life. We pray that you touch them right now, that you give them strength and courage to hold fast, to hold on to that they have. Help them not to give up, but help them to go forward in you. In the name of Jesus, look on every listener, look on every evangelist, every minister, every pastor. Touch and give them strength, O Lord. Have your way today. Let your will be done. Move in a mighty way, O Lord. Help today, Lord.
on those that are grieving today, those who are going through bereavement. I pray that you lift their burden, that you strengthen them and take them through. Help them to look to you and turn to you, Lord, for you are a comforter. You are a consolator. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Let thy blood cover the day. And those that are on the long-term sick list, we pray that you touch them. And we pray that you continue to bless them. In the name of Jesus, heal their bodies. Heal their minds. Heal their souls, O Lord. Heal them from the afflictions. Take them through, O Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. You know what they're dealing with, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to overcome their situation. Help them today, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this prayer, oh, Lord. We thank you for your mercy today, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you've blessed us. Thank you for how you keep on making a way. Keep on opening doors. Keep on bringing us out. You keep on strengthening us when we are weak. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you today, Lord. We give glory and honor to your name. We praise your name today that you still got us on the wall. We thank you, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Help us to continue to labor in your vineyard in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever is right, we know that thou wilt pay. We thank you today, oh Lord. Thank you for all things. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Continue to bless us, and we shall be blessed. Oh, my God, save us, and we shall be saved. And most of all, help us, oh, Lord, to stand in the midst of it all. Help us to stand our ground and not let any man take our crown. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, oh Lord, for how you made the way for us. We thank you for how you opened this door that we could minister, that we could preach your word, that we could send up praises and prayers unto you. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on our advances on this broadcast. Continue to touch and bless and make ways for them. Help them to continue to do your will and to continue to stand their ground. In the name of Jesus, in the Lord, help them, O Lord, to continue to look to you. And we thank you today for this prayer. We thank you for the service. It's all day long today. We pray that you continue to go with us and bless us. And we thank you. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Lord, the broadcast is in today of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that powerful, anointed message coming through Evangelist May. She preached under the anointing, and I thank the Lord for it, encouraging us, saying, stand your ground in the Lord. See that no man take your crown. And this is just what we need. We need to hear this. Praise the Lord. The enemy try to get us to back down, take down, turn around, but let us stand our ground in the Lord, and the Lord will see us through. I truly enjoyed this message on tonight. My soul is encouraged, amen, to continue on in the Lord and not to let anyone take my crown, because that crown of righteousness is what the Lord has laid up for us. The Lord has a crown for each one of us, but the enemy is trying to take our crown. And again, that song that was sang by Evangelist Cynthia, it really ties in to this message. I still have joy. Hallelujah. The enemy has done everything he can do. He done stole. He done talked about you, you try to throw your name in the ground and try to do everything. But stand the ground in the Lord. Amen. See that no man take your crown. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who might be on broadcast at this time and any other clergy who are on and desire to give remarks. God bless.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful, encouraging, anointed message that came on this evening. Amen. Letting us know to stand our ground in the Lord. You know, they have a law out here in the world called stand your ground. If somebody come against you, you can defend yourself. Amen. That is stand your ground. Amen. So when the enemy come against us, we can stand our ground in the Lord. Amen. We can stand firm and put the word on the devil. Amen. Because he's trying all he know how to take us out.
Amen.
Like one of the ministers always say, he have a scope on us. Amen.
Yes.
He got that red pointer right at us to take us out. But by the grace of God, amen, we're still here. I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, you and you, amen, to take the word of God in and hold on. Amen, because we're living in the last days, and it'll soon be crowning time. Evangelist May, continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any other remarks? Praise the Lord. That message was anointed, and I truly enjoyed it. Evangelist May, I just want to say to you to just be encouraged and continue to let the Lord use you and to speak through you. Just let him have his way. And again, to everyone listening, take this word of God in for yourself. Be encouraged. And now I'm going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Hameen, and Evangelist Cynthia, Sister Cheryl, those who are on the line. We thank the Lord for you. And we thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. My soul is encouraged through the word of God. And I thank God for that song, once again, that Evangelist Cynthia sang. I tell you, that song is just a message. It's a message in that song. And I thank the Lord for it. I encourage her to keep singing for the Lord. I encourage you, Evangelist Amin, keep praying and keep preaching the word of God. And letting the Lord have his way in your life. And I'm asking you to pray for me. And this brings to being back again on Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
Yes.